The sponsorship that help us is unbelievable. You know, we're so lucky to have so many other people that help us out. You know, small businesses, big businesses, it's unreal. Individuals.
You get a lot of support from this area, don't you?
All over. You go to Cooperstown, Jamestown, Valley City, Findlay, Buffalo. There's some signs here saying there's all kinds of sponsorships that help us out. It's unreal.
You've been involved since, what, 73?
1973, yep.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
You were like 13 then?
No, I was 20. I was 20. I remember the first project I was involved with. We were putting up a building for Joe Ammon. That would be Kim Ammon's dad. We put up a pole barn. And there was some jokers in the club. And, of course, what happened was they were going in for dinner. It was Tom Whelan and Larry Reed. He said, "Mueller, come over here." "And now what?" I said, "Well," so Tom Whelan was busy putting up a cross, making a cross. And it was in the fall. And what happened was, "Get up by the cross, put your hands out." So what they did, they nailed me to a cross.
Oh.
Yeah.
What
and
a
they,
character.
They went out. They went out to eat. And I didn't get to eat no dinner because I was standing here with the cross.
That's Tom Whelan.
That's Tom Whelan, yeah.
Wow,
yep, exactly.
What a character he was. Well, you're going to be honored.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. You must be pretty honored to be honored, as they
yeah,
say.
I am. Yeah. It's an honor to be selected this year. I've been involved since 1973, and I'm the treasurer right now. The huge thing is the support that we get. The dollars and the willingness to help the crew. You can see a crew out there, and they're working on the bleachers right now, and it's just unbelievable what that's going to look like when you get that done, which is just about close to getting done. You know, everybody's busy right now too, but okay. they take time to come down and help out. But
Tony Heinze is with us too. Tony, you guys have this big bleachers. It holds over 800 people, but it was made out of some material from an abandoned building. Is that right?
Well, it was from the Findlay Air Base.
Okay.
And my brother Mike Heinze tore it down, and I think it took him like 1,000 hours to tear that down. It's taken him more than 1,000 hours to rebuild the bleachers.
Interesting.
And it's quite a deal, quite a stadium, really.
Yeah.
Actually, when he designed it, and when the sun hits at 3 o'clock, a lot of people are going to be sitting in the shade.
Have you really been involved for 60 years?
I started going to Sodbuster meetings when I was about 10.
I was just going to say, you were about 5 or 10, weren't you, 60 years ago?
They had Sodbuster meetings at my dad's shop. Probably wasn't even 10 years old. And I'd sneak in the back door, and they were having their meetings, and of course, the next day there was some pop left over, and I'd go sneak in, get a bottle of pop and some other refreshments sometimes too. Building we have, the bleachers, the facilities we have is just astronomical. It's unbelievable.
And you've got Bullerama, 12th year for Bullerama. How many riders or participants this year?
Oh, I think we'll get 25, maybe 30. We get bulls some five star, Errol K. I wonder if we probably even have some burger bucking bulls here. They get some good stock in here.
Is there, there's other events, right? Some other events that you have? Does it all start at 3 o'clock on Sunday?
Pretty much The Bullerama part starts, yeah, at 3 o'clock. There's other Bulleramas that are connected with this deal, and it's the riders get points. And then they have a bucket off, I believe, in late November, December, in Jamestown this year.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on. We got the little kitty tractor pull, of course, a dance. And then we also have, we're going to have a tug of war. Sounds like the Vern Elevator will probably be against Central Plains Ag Service. And then the winner of those will take on the Sawbuster Club. So it's a new deal. We don't know if it's going to work or not, but that's something that we're kind of looking forward to do that.
And I'm sure we'll get some girls or we'll get the little kids or whatever involved in it too. We try to make it a family day, family event.